My name is Paula Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley. It is July the 18th, 2009, and it is 5:20 p.m. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
Francis Charlton, 28/2/54. I live in Hebden Bridge in West Yorkshire.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Nervous.
How did you first hear about the project?
I remember I read the press and I read art magazines, and there's something I read a while ago referring to the project, and I spend a lot of my time in London anyway, even though I live in the northwest of England, and it was important, I think, to be a participant in the creation of this piece of art, really. So that I thought that was a while ago, and then I forgot about it, and then I watched Sky Arts and I saw the advertisements for it then and decided to apply.
What is it that inspired you to apply?
A couple of things. One, it's Gormley, which I think I put in my little biography. I like his stuff, saw most of the stuff done, and saw the big exhibition he did at the Haywood a couple of years ago. And I love that. I love the idea of the sort of figures in the landscape. I like that sort of concept to it. So there's that aspect. I'm a big fan of a couple of artists called Gilbert and George, who did a thing called the Living Sculptures. And I also, I'd seen the other Mark Quinn's piece, the Hotel, and the other stuff that had been on the plinth, and I thought this was the most important one, because what he's asking is people to participate in it, be, if you like, a living sculpture for a short period of time, and be part of a theatre, regardless what one does on the plinth, really. And that interested me.
What happened when you found out you had a place?
Two things. One, I was very happy about it, and two, the fear set in, really, of being up there and participating in something that two things. One has a longevity and an historical aspect to it. And the other has a fear aspect of being there for an hour, really.
How does it feel then to be part of a Gormley project?
Wonderful. I'm actually an artist myself, and the idea of the theatre of working with Gormley, of being part of the living sculpture, is important, really, because I think the stuff that I do is very ephemeral, so it's not going to last. It is reflecting of a certain period in time, like some of the sort of images I do of sort of anti-war stuff. I think this has longevity. I think it has that I'm participating in something that will outlive me. And I think that's very important. It's important to me, at least.
What does the project mean to you?
I think the fact that it's using a plinth on Algar Square, it's not celebrating dead warriors, as it were, is important. I think I think it's the Lord Mayor of London, isn't it, who's supporting this, regardless who it was at that time. I think it's important to give the plinth back to people like myself, or give people the plinth back in order to actually make a point. Whether do what I'm going to do is sit there and conceive a chapter or two of a book, or to actually perform there. I think it's important to go away from, or make a statement, or perform. I think it's important in order to say that we can do something other than celebrate dead warriors. So in a political sense, it's important to me as well.
So you mentioned that you're an artist. What is it that you do?
Well, I left college in the 70s. I did, which I can say now, really, did lots of, when I was living in central London, lots of Hiroshima images, which were basically black spray paints on walls of erased human beings. And that was just a political statement, but basically. And then I can't live by my art. So what I did was going to art therapy, working with people, and then just work wherever I could get it, really, in the sense that it supported my artwork, whether that's sort of in the, particularly in the last 5 or 6 years, been political painting or illustration, paintings that illustrate a period of I suppose in the last couple of years, my views on the war, my views on Gordon Brown and George Bush. I do that and exhibit those locally, or at least in London. And I actually write. I wrote a book about a graffiti artist, based loosely on what I learned in the late 70s, early 80s, and based it on the life of on not the life of, but based it on graffiti artists such as Banksy. So the central character is a guy called Wankster, which is sort of humour in itself, really, and his assistant, his wingman, who work in retail like I do currently in order to support my art. So these are anarchists, subversives, and the aim of sitting on the plinth this evening is to write part of the follow-up book to the returning adventures of Wankster, in fact.
So how exactly will you spend your hour on the plinth?
Well, I've got my book, and I'm just going to work out the next probably 3 chapters, which I've got in my head. And the aim when I applied for this was to just either sit there or lie there. And it sounds terribly pretentious, I don't mean it this way actually, but get in touch with my muse again. And I think the opportunity of being the living sculpture whilst at the same time creating something is a nice synergy to it. I think sitting on there, regardless of what's going on around the plinth, I'm not looking for inspiration, I'm looking for the opportunity to feel inspired, if you like, and tapping into to a vein of creativity.
How would you normally get inspiration for your arts or your writing?
Engaging with people. I suppose I, in sort of my political work, it's watching the news, it's reading newspapers, it's engaging in discourse with people. And I live in an area of the Northwest that is full of sort of writers and artists that I engage with and rant with, which is inspirational. And my partner inspires my not so much my written stuff, but my paint and my illustrative work.
Do you think you'll engage with people that are watching you?
I think they're going to find it quite boring if I'm just going to sit there in my own head and creating something, other than I suppose them wanting to engage me by abusing me. So there's that aspect to it, but that's a part of the theatre, part of the fact of being a living sculpture, as it were. You're then part of that environment. The people that are engaging with you are part of that artwork.
You mentioned before that you use your art to express some of your views. What kind of things do you express?
I suppose my last exhibition last year was a series of graffiti-inspired work, which was anti-Bush, anti-Blair, and that was to make a political comment. And these were using very simple images to express distaste, an opinion, a viewpoint that was anti-war. So I want to create something that echoes in the mind of people that look at it and say, well, I may not like it, but I agree with the sentiment. I think art should engage. I was somewhere this afternoon, as I've done for the last 30 years, and a guy and his partner walked away saying, that's disgusting, what a waste of time, and made it very vocal as he walked away from a filmed exhibition. And I found that fascinating. But what he didn't realise, I think, was that the artist, if he was there at the time, would have thought, wow, that's worked. I think my art is that there. It's not there to insult people. It's there to make people think. And my concept for next year is something I've been working on. And again, this evening will give me some ideas. And I intend to actually try and just touch some ideas. A concept I'm doing called... basically, it's called We're All Living in Walt's World. And the series of illustrations are going to be just called Walt's World. And the central character will be Mickey Mouse making political comments on certain things.
Do you intend to use the plinth at all to express any of these views?
No, I didn't think about it. In the sense, I don't remember it as a child, but subsequently there was a... I don't remember the film, actually. I'm not sure if... not the film, the song, I'm not sure if it's Subterranean Homesick Blues, I forget, where Bob Dylan is standing with cue cards, basically, with the words on, which was used subsequently by... I've now forgotten, not Sarah Weir, contemporary artist, when she actually got people to actually say what they felt, which has subsequently been, would expect with advertising, subverted into advertising 10 years ago. I did think about that, really. But I decided that I didn't want to, because that becomes theatre. I think sitting cross-legged writing is enough theatre I wanted to engage in. I didn't actually want to engage a group of people that may have a different view, really.
What impact do you hope to have by going up on the plinth?
I think it's a personal impact as opposed to an impact on the environment. The impact will be me having the opportunity to sit down or stand up or to conceive something. And I suppose the longevity of being part of this project.
What do you hope will happen when you get up on the plinth?
I can think. I can actually produce something.
Do you have any fears at all about going up?
Height. That's a bit scary. Other than that, none really.
So what took you from London to Hebden Bridge?
I was working as a marketing manager for a book company, creating theatre, if you like, getting authors to come in and sign. And creating talks and things like that. So I was travelling the country, even though I was living in London at the time. And then there was a little bookshop in Hebden Bridge that I went to, and I quite liked the environment there. It was very unusual, in the sense that I didn't know anything about it until I went there. And I immediately met a writer who engaged me in a rant. I thought, this is quite stimulating. Guy's talking nonsense, but and I've known him now for the last 3 or 4 years, and there was that aspect to it, the aspect of there's a sort of a liberal 1960s consciousness about it, where all these displaced people went in sort of 70s to people an area. I think somebody was saying recently that it's probably the highest Guardian readership in the country outside of London, I suppose, really. There's that aspect. It's liberal, it's gay, it's artistic, it's poetic, and I like that as an environment, really. It has its problems, like any market town has, any city has, but I like the creativity I find there.
Do you continue to come back to London?
Yeah, otherwise I get very I mean, this weekend's been important because it means I can get tomorrow morning to go and see the Jeff Koons at the Serpentine. That's on my list. I want to go and see the reproduction of William Blake's first exhibition at the Tate. So it gives me opportunity, as well as doing something, if you like, artistic and being part of a project. So yeah, do I? That's why I have no money, because I spend a lot of time down here.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
That's a really interesting question, because not being a narcissist, I could do this by sitting cross-legged on my own sofa. I think I'm doing it, there's nothing I want to do it in order to stand on the plinth or sit on the plinth and be part of that history. But I think I'm doing it for Gormley, because I think it's important. I think the idea is really quite brilliant. I think I don't think it's cliched in any way. I think it's something that he's thought through. It's something I want to support. And as an artist, I could never buy a piece of Gormley's work, but I can be part of that and contribute towards the creativity. So the answer is I'm actually doing it for Gormley. I want to, and there's an aspect of me being part of a Gormley. One can describe as an installation, but
we're trying to get an idea of the people that have participated in this. Would you mind telling us some of the things that are important to you in your life right now?
I suppose waking up in the morning to a new day. You get to my age, you think, gosh, I've passed the millennium. I'm still doing what I'm doing. I can still do what I'm doing. My partner is important to me. As an artist, I suppose, what's important to me is being able to make a comment.
And how would you summarise your experience in the project since you first applied and to now being just about to go up?
I've actually enjoyed the process, but it has been quite scary, and increasingly so. I suppose when I get off it, I can then relax and anecdotally put it into some sort of perspective. But I think there's a fear aspect. And the more I've watched, the more it actually has increased, really. Because my original idea was to actually sit on the plinth and write, which hasn't changed. Even though I did consider at one stage just changing that. But I think that was because I've been watching too many of the live streaming. And I think that what other people are doing are equally as important. But I don't want to get engaged in the other than the theatre of itself, any more theatre.
What have you thought of some of the things that you've seen up until now?
I've loved it. Even to day one, with the guy hijacking the beginning, I think that was important. I think it had to be done sometime. And the fact that he was a cool guy, he got off at the beginning, was important as well, I think. Because he then contributed to the art. So there's nothing I've seen that I've disliked, really.
And do you think you will be able to use what you come up with up on the plinth today?
Yes. I've got an idea whilst I'm talking to you, really. So now I've got somewhere where I can move into it. And also, I know where I believe I know where I'm going. And I my artwork is very contrived. If I'm going to draw Mickey Mouse ears on George Bush, then I know what I'm doing. I know the sort of image I want to create. I know the statement that I want to make. In the sense of what I'm writing at the moment is more spontaneous, in the sense that I want. There are times when I know where I'm going to. But the dialogue is more spontaneous, and that's about thinking it and bouncing off people and listening to what comes back, really.
And before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to tell us or add that we might not have covered?
Not that I can think of, no.
Thank you.
You're welcome.